3 years ago, Alan Paul was living a pretty enjoyable life. He and his wife and three kids lived in a Tony New York City suburb while he was holding down kind of a cool kid job as a senior writer for both Guitar World and the basketball magazine Slam. So with a life like that, what would make someone turn it upside down? A great job offer for his wife. She was asked to be a Wall Street Journal bureau chief, but there was just one catch. It was the China Bureau. Sensing a unique opportunity, Alan and his wife took the plunge. 2.5 years ago, they packed up the kids and moved to Beijing, where they've been living ever since. Alan Paul has been chronicling it all in his biweekly Wall Street Journal column, The Expat Life. And joining us now from his home in Beijing is Alan Paul. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm doing great. So it's nighttime there. Are the kids in bed?
The kids are in bed. Yeah, we had a nice, easy bedtime tonight.
Okay, so we can talk frankly. When you moved from New Jersey to China 2.5 years ago, what were your hopes for your children?
Well, looking long-term, we hoped that it would be a memorable thing that they would always remember and hopefully make them feel special and have experiences that we really couldn't anticipate. But short-term, we're really just hoping that they would not hate it and they'd get their feet on the ground and adjust to school and make friends and just get moving with life. And that aspect of it really happened much, much more quickly than we could have really dreamed. But I think what was really interesting for them is that they're also going to a British school, so they had to get used to wearing uniforms. So the very first adjustment would be almost like as if we had moved to England rather than China. There were a lot of other cultural adaptations that have had to come, but since school is the dominant thing for most kids, they had to get used to the uniforms first.
Something that you write about in your column about your kids who, when you moved there, were 7, 5, and 2, now they're 9, 7, and 4, was living in this sort of expat community, that they have perhaps kind of a cushier lifestyle in some ways they might have living a normal life in the States. That you folks have folks who clean the house and maybe cook for you, a driver at some point. The kids got to fly first class on their way over to China in the first place. Tell me about your concerns about your kids becoming jaded by it all.
Well, I look around sometimes at the life they're leading, and I do get concerned about that. And I talk about it with other friends and neighbors here. And we have a relatively limited window here where we plan on being in Asia, and we really want to take advantage of it. So when the kids have time off school, if we can possibly shake free of work, we're going somewhere. We've traveled extensively through China and also through Asia as much as possible because we just don't know when we'll ever have the chance to get back here. And all of a sudden you find yourself going, you hear like your five-year-old kid talking to another five-year-old kid and saying, so what do you think of Malaysia? I think Thailand's a little bit nicer. And those kind of things really give me pause. So there's no way to completely put a halt to that, because when you're 6 and 7 or 5 years old, your life is your life. So we just talk about it a lot and make sure they understand that we're really, really lucky to do that, and make sure they look around and see how some people live around here, and certainly in some parts of rural China. We've also taken some trips out there.
Do your kids understand the significance of what they're seeing when you're traveling around, or the significance of living in China? I mean, I can remember being on vacation with my parents as a kid, and my mom wanted to go see this amazing volcano, which now I would see as an amazing volcano, but at the time I thought, hole in the ground.
I'd say we have moments of both. We certainly have the hole in the ground moments. And depending on where you are and in your own mood, as any parent knows, it can be frustrating and disconcerting. They certainly don't always appreciate it, sort of amazingness of some of these things, but there are times when they do. I mean, we went to Thailand and we rode elephants through the jungle, and that made a big impression on them. So they understand the significance of that better than they would understand the significance of going to a really, really cool Buddhist temple on top of a hill in Tibetan parts of China, which we've also done.
We're having a conversation with Alan Paul, who has been chronicling his life as an expat and his family's life in his Wall Street Journal column. When you first got to China, Alan, did your family stick out at all? Were you concerned about this American family plopped right in the middle of Beijing?
Well, I wouldn't say concerned, because it's never been threatening, but I would definitely say we stuck out. And when we were first here, in about the first 2 weeks, we took a trip to the Beijing Zoo. And that particular trip, we were really felt like we were the focus of attention more than any of the animals. And that was a little bit disconcerting also because we were just so sort of fresh off the boat. And any time we stopped to have a bite to eat or get an ice cream or something, we would end up with big crowds of people around us, and they wanted to take pictures with us, and they wanted to touch our kids' hair. My eldest son has a very curly, light brown, almost blondish hair, and it's just a subject of great, great fascination, and they wanted to hold our then 2-year-old daughter, and it was all a little bit disconcerting, but we've gotten a little bit used to it, and we're able to nip it a little bit in the bud by just not being quite as open and friendly, which is a little bit unfortunate, but I think we've learned to pick our spots, and that doesn't happen quite as much in Beijing, but when you go out to the countryside where there's not as many foreigners, it is still a pretty common occurrence.
I know your family, you've been able to come back and forth one or two times, am I right? Is it more than that?
Actually, we've been back really twice a year since
okay.
we've been here.
So you and your family have been able to go back and forth a couple times a year. And one time that you came back to China, one of your kids really wasn't handling it particularly well. And he just didn't like anything Chinese or kept talking about, this is not as good in China. How
right.
did that end up resolving itself?
Well, that was my last column, so that was only about 2 weeks ago. And it's still resolving a little bit. The kids actually have a really, really great life here. And when I wrote that column, I don't get a lot of negative feedback. I did get more than usual on that of a handful of people who sort of chastised me for doing this to my kids. And so it's, of course, you know, when you write a personal column and you're writing about your life and your issues, it's a little bit disconcerting, and it can be especially so when people really start criticizing your choices and accusing you of damaging your children. So certainly I don't enjoy that. I don't think anybody would, but I don't take it too much to heart either, because I do feel very confident that that's not really the case of what's happening.
Did you figure out what was bugging your child?
I mean, in short, the first few times we went back, it was really a non-issue. The very, very first time we went back was only about 3 or 4 months after we had moved here. We went back for the Christmas holidays. And I was very apprehensive about that visit because things like, as I said, we adjusted very, very quickly. The children were very happy. They had great friends. They were thriving in school. They very rarely questioned why we were here and why we weren't there. And I was nervous that it would all fall apart when we went back, that they would say, wait a second, we used to live here. I like this place. And that trip, in fact, I thought for all of us, reiterated that this is where we live, because we left here for 3 weeks and we missed it and we wanted to come back. And coming back really felt like coming home. And that felt like sort of a profound moment and a turning point for all of us. And so after that, we took several more trips home, and I never really was anxious about them in that regard. Last summer, for the first time, my oldest son, Jacob, who's 9 and a half, really had a hard time coming back. And it was my nephew's bar mitzvah. We stayed late to go to that, so we left very directly after that. And all of his cousins were in one place. And he felt really bad that we were sort of tearing him away from that. And that was the first time he had that moment. But again, we came back, he started a new school year, and it became a non-issue. But then we returned again over this past Christmas, and we once again had that.
And, so, you're working through it. You're still working through it. And it sounds like you will be for a little while.
You know, there are moments. It basically resolved itself, because although he has gotten old enough, he's almost 10, and he is aware now of what he's missing. On the other hand, I think he can't quite process in the same way that we can, that when we come home now, it's sort of a special event, and everybody gets together, and it's really, really great. And we see some of those cousins and relatives as much living here as we would living there, because they live all over the country. But I don't think he understands that. And so when he thinks about being home, he thinks about basically, to him, it's being with all of his cousins at once. And that's what he really misses. And I understand that. But I don't think it's not a huge concern because they're having a great time here also most of the time.
How much longer will you be in China?
We should be here for another year and change.
Alan Paul writes the Expat Life column for the Wall Street Journal. Hey, Alan, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the interest.